What did you learn about Dakota history while you were growing up?
Very little. Basically, what was taught us in school. My parents never spoke of Dakota history. My grandmother did tell me some when I would ask her, but it wasn't something that they talked about every day. Our family might be a little more unique than some of the other families here because of our Dakota and white ancestry. We are descended from Dakota chiefs, we are descended from fur traders, we are descended from military men that were at Fort Snelling. So there is this interaction of all of these people in Minnesota. So I have this intermingling of, you know, the white ancestry and the Native American ancestry. So as far as when the Dakota War comes along, I have compassion for both sides. On my mother's side, we're descended from Chief Clawman. He was at Lake Calhoun, and one of his daughters married Seth Eastman, and one of his daughters married Mr. Tolliver. And we're also descended from a Chief Penichon in Minnesota, and then the Chief Blue Cloud I was telling you about on my father's side.
What about the traders? What traders were you related to?
Hazen Moores, that's Oliver Moore's grandfather. He's buried at Fort Ridgely. There's quite a large monument for him there. Going back further, well, the Faribault family, we're descended from the Faribault family also, John Baptiste Faribault. Mm-hmm. And also a Joseph Ancie, I don't know if you're familiar with that name. He was a fur trader very early in Minnesota. On my father's side, we're descended from Robert Dixon, who was a fur trader and Indian agent in Canada. That was in Minnesota. I felt very emotional when I went to Fort Snelling. And I was very upset at the time because they didn't recognize the Indian community that surrounded Fort Snelling. The other time where I felt a lot of emotion when I went back to Minnesota, we went to Red Wing, Minnesota. I think I mentioned my niece lived at Prairie Island, which isn't too far from Red Wing. And she took us over there for the day just to look around at the shops and look at the surrounding area. And they took us up on the bluffs that overlooked the city and the Mississippi River. And I was almost overcome because it was such a beautiful sight. And I said at the time, you know, when I looked at the river and I said to my niece, I said, I envy you so much that you're back here in our homeland and we're living out on the prairie. And this is actually our home here. Yes. Mendota also, I've been there and I felt very emotional being there. But that was kind of a mixture because of the Faribault house. Our Faribault ancestral home is there. Jean Baptiste Faribault's home is there. But also the Dakota people consider that as the center of the world, of Mendota, where the rivers meet.